four or five doctors up in the hospital. She had intensive care all the way around the clock. And they gave her up as such as no hopes to notify her brother in Jacksonville. So we couldn't notify him on account of his physical condition. And you know what? My wife comes from the hospital this morning, says, you know what? So we got good news. Says, Beulah's up. And the doctor says she can go back to the nursing home in a week's time. And the doctor says that woman has got a constitution of iron. Says she, says we don't know how she's alive when four of them give her up. I said, well, my wife, she's a great believer in God's will be done. Says she just isn't ready for her, that's all. And that's all it could be.
Disease used to kill a lot of children, but they've got shots for it now, so it doesn't ever happen, but it doesn't have much. But it make them choke to death.
Diphtheria?
And what about a disease that turns the skin yellow?
It's malaria.
Any other diseases you know that...
You turn the skin yellow? Well, I don't know if you'd call it a disease or not, but infected liver will cause the skin to get yellow too.
What about...
I call it malaria, don't I? That's the chief source.
If you have a pain in the lower right side, you might be afraid.
Appendix?
And what do you call the disease in the appendix?
Foramen. It's O-M-N-Y, something like... Appendix... Well, I've heard it pronounced 100 times, but I can't pronounce it.
Have you ever heard any other names they used for it before they knew that it was the appendix? Or they just knew that it was the pain in the side like that?
Before they knew it was appendix?
You know, back before they had the operation so that people died of it sometimes. Or usually, I guess.
No, I really, truly, I don't. I know my wife's father died with a ruptured appendix. That was way back in 1908, I think, something like that. And they didn't know. They just assumed that that's what it was on account of it being in that region. But so far as calling it by any other name, that's before me, I don't know.
Somebody has the... in trouble with the appendix, and they took him to the hospital for operation. And he's about to go in, but he's still awake. It's before they put him to sleep. And a friend or his wife or whatever might say, now, this is a good doctor. He knows what he's doing, so don't what?
Worry.
Let's see. If somebody eats something that doesn't agree with him, won't stay down, and say he has to what?
Well, it won't stay down. Well, this is a form of indigestion.
And what does he do when it...
What do you do when you have gut indigestion? Well, I won't say I throw up because I don't, but if I've got indigestion and I can make it to it, I take a Rolaid or a dose of soda, one of the two.
Do you have any other terms you use for throwing up? Any joking terms?
Yeah. Two. You can say puking or vomiting, either one of the two. Now, I've heard all three of them used numerous times.
And if a person does vomit, then would you say he's sick?
Sick on his stomach?
Sick on his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, while I think about it. Speaking about those corns, it was callus.
Callus?